Welcome to Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Morten Peter Jensen. He is the team leader of Navi Merchants, which is a company part of the Copenhagen Merchants Group. First and foremost, Morten, very welcome to this interview.
Many thanks, bro. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, good to see you again after, very many years, I should say.
Yeah, I guess it's reaching 27 years thereabouts.
But, yeah, in my vocabulary, it would be about 50 kilos ago that we met. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. As I always do with my interviewees, I allow them the chance to elaborate a little bit for our viewers on their, past history leading up to their current position. So the same goes for you. Tell our viewers about who you are and why are you not in the Navy or in the, let's say, accountancy firm or in a bank? Why are you where you are? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Thank you very much. Well, I got inspired to shipping in a very young age. My grandfather was a ship chandler and serviced major ports in Denver. My mother and father managed one of his location, and I got the chance to join my father on many port calls. So there was a natural entrance to shipping. And then after college, I took my apprenticeship at Schulz Shipping, 2 years, where I got introduced to agency and chartering. Finalized that in 97. And after that, I was so fortunate to meet a guy who at that time just started a freight forwarding company together with his partner. And the company is called Martin Venture. And the guy I met was you.
Oh, thank you.
So that was really interesting times. And it took me to places like Indonesia, Thailand, and China. Mm-hmm. So a very unforgettable period for me. And I think that also not only, I was young, I got further introduced to shipping, not only shipping, but also freight forwarding. Mm-hmm. And I think I also grew as a person during these years. So and thereafter, I returned to Denmark, settled in with my family, joined A.P. Møller, and at the same time combined my work with a diploma degree of CBS in supply chain management. Mm. So added a theoretical background to my working experience. Mm-hmm. And as the years passed by, I think I can say that now, even in my age, I slowly grew into dry bulk shipping and chartering, and finally ended up with Copenhagen Merchants and Navi Merchants, and now have the pleasure of leading this activity with them.
Okay. Tell me about Copenhagen Merchants. It's a company you don't often see, let's say, in the news, or although I believe that they have quite a long history. What are they actually doing? Because merchants could mean basically trading anything. But what are specifically the hallmark of Copenhagen Merchants?
Yeah, I mean, Copenhagen Merchants consists of different activities. It was founded in 1977 by Mr. Torben Christensen. Okay. So we will be celebrating our 45th anniversary by 1st of November this year. Okay. Today, CM Copenhagen Merchants is headed by his son, Simon Christensen. The CM Group consists of various activities. It's grain brokerage. Mm-hmm. It's biomass trading, mm-hmm. logistics and shipping, and terminals.
Okay.
And so it was originally started as a grain brokerage, and attached to that was a shipping chartering activity. Mm-hmm. So that followed the brokerage all along. Today, CM Group is around 300, 350 employees.
Okay. Wow.
If we pick the brokerage business first, we broke around 20 million tons of grains and feedstuff. We have offices in Copenhagen, obviously the largest one, the headquarters. We have a team of brokers sitting in Hamburg, in Kaunas, Lithuania, Geneva, and Barcelona, and opening up an office in Sao Paulo.
Oh, interesting.
This year. And the brokerage business, brokerage including execution, we are around 40 people, and focusing predominantly within the Baltic countries, Poland, Scandinavia, Germany, France, as the big originating markets. And then obviously the, well, that nowadays it would include Black Sea, Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, and Russia. And our destination markets would be the continent, AREC, UK, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Portugal, not least, it's a huge market, important market. North Africa and Turkey. So we are very much, let's say, Atlantic based.
Okay, understand. I mean, I gotta admit, I'm a novice to be honest on let's say bulk and grain trades and so on. What are the main trade lanes for grain? I mean, there's been, like you mentioned, Black Sea, and now of course Ukraine, which is famous for high quality or big quantities of grain. What are the main production countries? Where does grain come from mainly, and where is it going to?
Yeah, but that would be the Baltic countries, like Lithuania being a very big market, Latvia, Estonia to a certain extent, but Lithuania is really the biggest one. Germany, Poland. And obviously you have the well, France being a big exporter as well.
So you can say that your job, I mean, you don't do only broking, you also actually in connection therewith do transportation of it, or try to arrange that.
Yeah, that's right. So the brokerage business obviously you know, connect the seller and the buyer, and then our. But I will come to that
all
a
right.
little further.
Clear.
Yeah. So if I then continue with the terminals, we
right.
have a terminal business as well. We have 11 terminals located in Denmark, Latvia, Poland, and Sweden. And these are again attached to our main business, which is grain, feedstuff, and not least now biomass. And I think, respectively, for all terminals, it's a separate joint venture. So it's not only owned by the CM group. We have partners such as Bunge, Viterra, the French Vivesha, and DLG in Denmark,
yeah.
with our new terminal in the southern part of Denmark, of Zealand. We have a total capacity of 800,000 tons thereabouts. So yeah, it's becoming extensive.
Very impressive.
And if we move on to the biomass has become a big business unit of the group. It was recently acquired by 60% by the USTC group. That's a trading unit, and has become I would say number two in the world within trading and production of predominantly wood pellets. We have a trading volume of 4 million tons, own production facilities in the US, with at this stage a capacity of 1 million tons, and that consists of total 8 production plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we recently acquired one, probably one of the oldest production plants in Denmark, a smaller unit, 50,000 tons. And we think we can scale it up with another 500,000 tons in the coming years. That unit engage 175 people.
Wow.
We again Atlantic oriented, but are slowly starting up in Asia.
Right.
Russia was a big exporting or origin
Yeah.
market of wood pellets, and that is with the situation we are in now with Ukraine, that is closed out, and that
Right.
is taking off 1.2 million tons.
Right.
So that's very substantial impact on that business. But we are ramping up production in the States, and as I said, Asia is coming up very
Okay.
quickly.
Okay. If I may just quickly ask, wood pellets for many of our viewers who are not into this kind of business, what are wood pellets used for? Is that for heating or power?
Yeah, and for energy production, let's say
Okay.
it's basically it's a sustainable environmental friendly product, and it's used instead of coal,
Ah, okay. Then
as simple
it's clear
as
for
that.
everyone.
So our big customers for this would be the power plants, the usual
Power
power
plants.
plants like Ørsted in Denmark,
Right.
Drax in UK, RWE,
Right.
Hofor, and so on and so forth.
Yes. Got it. Got it. I'm done now. It's clear. So, yeah. And of course, the world has focus on sustainable. At least it's a very big
Yeah, it is.
buzzword.
And it consists of sawdust, and it's all our production plants are connected to sawmill, so it's a
Okay.
residual product and compressed into pellets.
Right.
And
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And so you reach quite far in the Copenhagen Merchants Group, I must say. And with you leading the Navi Merchants, which of course Navi, I guess, is kind of a navigation part of the merchants.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
We
well, I.
are building a platform called CM Navigator, and it's
Yeah,
somehow related to
yeah.
that. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yes, I could
No
have
problem.
used a navigator earlier in my life, but anyway. So that means you also need to find or try to find ships then for some of the trades that you are involved in, whether it's pellets or grain or wherever, right?
That's it. So as I also introduced, the freight has been an essential part of the business of
Yeah.
Copenhagen Merchant from the very beginning.
Right.
What we did recently is we basically separated the freight unit into Navi Merchants, and that's 1 year. It happened 1 year ago, 1st September last
Okay.
year.
Okay.
And we had I mean, of course, we had a rather big freight unit in the CM Group
Right.
supporting the two main business activities, grain brokerage and biomass. But at the same time, we are involved in Schulz Shipping. We are 50% owners of Schulz Shipping, and
Yeah.
they had a let's say a division in Hamburg dealing with commercial management of ships.
Oh, yeah.
So there were some synergies between the two units, and we decided to separate that particular unit from Schulz Shipping and the freight from Copenhagen Merchants, and simply form a new business company or a new
Yeah,
company,
a
Navi Merchants.
new unit, so to speak,
A new unit.
yeah, and that's what you are heading then,
Yeah,
as such.
that's right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay.
And what we do is we obviously still support our internal business, what
Sure.
we generate internally. I think it's important to underline that trading biomass, you have a position already in the commodity, but being a broker, you don't have the ownership of the commodity. So that means also you don't have a say. So what you do in this particular case, you along with the broker, you try to offer freight services to either the seller or the buyer, whoever that takes the freight responsibility, and then you offer a package solution, and that we have done for many, many years now. So basically, that is actually 50% of what we do. That is still generated internally, and the rest comes from the market. 5 years ago, we took the step into time chartering and period ships, and that was the purpose for doing it was simply to hedge our cargo book. We were constantly short. So we had to make a balance somehow, and at the same time being able to offer flexibility towards our customer to better support the grain brokers again and biomass traders and their customers, and then obviously also to get a better insight on other commodities in order to feed the internal organization with a broader freight perspective.
Okay.
So that was actually the main purpose, and it works very well. And as I said, 50% is still generated from the market, and I think that part will grow in the future. And that takes us to other commodities group like fertilizer, steel,
Yeah, fantastic.
project cargo, and I
Yes.
guess your viewers would have an
Yes.
interest in that. I will
Yes.
show a video afterwards, you
Yes.
can put, after the interview. But obviously we are growing into the project and utilizing the ships
Yeah.
better, simply.
I think that's a very fantastic. I mean, it sounds to me like you planned it pretty well. I mean, you are not depending on one big leg or one big chunk. You have developed it into, let's say, a hybrid. You stand on more than two legs, so to speak. If one is down,
Yeah.
the other thing is up, and I mean that is the best business model there is, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I mean, we are losing a bit due to the Russia-Ukraine
Yes.
situation, and hopefully with with a lack in the general market, we can compensate.
Yeah, no, it's very, very interesting. I must say, and it kind of all hangs together. A lot of people they used to ask you, and I'm sure you heard the question before, but what do you do in shipping? What are you buying or selling ships? Or, they don't know what it is, but it seems with all this supply chain trouble we've had in the recent years, and also the grounding of the Evergreen vessel in the Suez Canal, now people start to understand where the thing they have on their table or hanging on the wall is coming from. It's
Yeah.
from people involved in shipping. So
Exactly. That's
finally we get the attention we deserve, right?
it. We can say that,
Yeah.
yeah.
So so you said you have a team. You are leading a team of around 40 people, was it? 40?
No, that was for the grain brokers. In
No, okay.
the shipping division, we have 15 people
15
and
people.
15. And we are based again in Copenhagen
Yeah.
with nine people, five people in Hamburg, and
Yeah.
myself actually being in Barcelona.
Okay. That's you do know how to pick your place, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I learned it. I learned it from get to
Yeah, guess who?
you have been around yourself.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I mean, now how do you find it to get tonnage these days? I mean, that must have been a headache in the last couple of years, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a it has been not that easy. We
No.
would say we have a very good partnership
Right.
among the head owners
Right.
and strong I would say, strong relationship with them. So it basically comes down to negotiate what is the market, and the market dictates, and we go with that. But I think the entrance to the ship, the door is really open. So we haven't had, apart from heavy negotiations, we haven't had big troubles getting the ships.
No. And of course, because as you said, you have a long history and you are very well known and respected pre-COVID, not just up to leading up to COVID. So they know you before.
That's what I would like to say. I think they or like to think at least. Yeah, we have made great efforts in building a strong relationship.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Interesting. And of course, since you are into a lot of different kinds of tonnage, I mean, they might have space on deck for various projects for a certain route. Oh, we just happen to have this vessel on this route, and there's 1,000 cubic meter of project cargo can go on deck on that route. Fjong, it's done. You know, that I guess it opens some new niche or some small windows of opportunity that you can exploit, I guess.
No, but for sure, indeed. We are, as said, this is not our core,
No,
but
no, understand.
it's something that we are definitely looking into and exploiting and doing.
Okay.
That is.
Could you give me an example? I mean, just a rough example. For example, you had a ship that you chartered with grain, and then suddenly there was a combination. Can you give an example?
Yeah, an example could be that we, in, as you said, we have a bulk cargo in the hose, and then we basically top off with windmills,
Oh,
with the
yeah,
blades, with the
of
blades
course.
on deck or towers on deck.
Yeah.
This is what we have been doing when it comes to project that's related to the windmill industry. So windmill
Okay.
blades and the towers.
Interesting. Yeah, because I can see here, I'm located here in Sweden, and one of my good friends, they own a shipping agency here called TSA. They have about 300 port calls, and 90% of it is towers or nacelles or whatever it's all called in the wind turbine industry coming on deck with various kinds of break bulk ships, and they may have other things in the holds, as you say.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really big business, and especially with the Russians now, there's so much focus on offshore wind turbines, and so this is going to be huge and continue into the Baltic. So you're in the right spot.
Indeed, yeah. We just need to look a bit further into it, but it's
Yeah.
coming step by step.
Yeah, but it's very interesting, very good. No, but I must say it's also a big deal. In shipping, there's one thing I've always learned is that you never know everything, and that's why I love this business. Every day is new, and I've learned a lot by just talking to you now. I had no clue about, let's say, grain trading. I heard the name Copenhagen Merchants before, but I was just thinking, what are they buying and selling? I didn't think about grain and not eating, certainly not that they were into chartering. I had no clue on this. So yeah, but very good. And just by chance, then we happen to meet again, and because you read this fantastic publication, so.
I do. I do.
How do you see yourself in the future, Mon? You are happy being there in the southern European hemisphere, and you'll stay on?
Well, no, I will actually not stay on. I will move back
Okay.
in a year's time. So
Okay.
now our kids are with us, and they will have another school year in Barcelona. They have a good life. We have a
Yeah,
good life.
for sure.
And it's a great spot, and college ship building up the Black Sea and the Mediterranean market, and we have come far. But I also have to realize and admit actually that having the let's say the biggest team being in Copenhagen
Yeah.
and the dynamics and the creativity that
Yeah.
happens in the office in Copenhagen, I think it's important to be
Yeah.
part of that room as well. And but I think the idea was it came actually with the COVID, because we realized that we were sitting at different location,
Yeah.
having our team calls, coordinating.
Yeah.
And it all went very well, and we kept growing during these times. So we thought, okay, why not you know, decentralize a little bit. We said we had and building up the chartering team in Hamburg because we have a big group of brokers sitting there. So we thought it was a natural step somehow to let's say follow the CM expansion at its location. And that was the reason. That was actually the reason, and with the, you know, and to focus a bit more on the Black Sea market, explore that, and that was the main main reason. And then obviously, you know, after the decision was taken, the war started. No one had any clue about that, of course. And I think that has put somehow a let's say a lid on the development as such. We have done, and we, you know, and there are still potentials, but it the pace has gone down.
Got it.
We thought. So I think I still think it's right to have a freight guy attached to the office, but I don't think I'm the right person.
All right,
in my role.
It's like a Clint Eastwood used to say in one of his movies, a man's got to know his limitation, right?
Yeah, I found mine.
No, I have several of those too. No, but that's really great, Morten. Good to hear, and you look happy to know what you're talking about. It's very pleasant to talk to you. I think I want to say finally here, many, many thanks for joining this interview.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. And to all our listeners, viewers, readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Morten Peter Jensen. He is the team leader at Navi Merchants, which is part of the well-renowned Copenhagen Merchants Group, CM, involved in shipping, chartering, broking, and such like on an almost global scale. Stay tuned in the near future for more interviews on Project Cargo Weekly. Thank you.